Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the end of the page, at the two dots on Chaf Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, also by my aunt and uncle, Jeanette and Jack Blumenkopf, in honor of the yard site of Zaidi Sender, Sender Ben Yaakov, our Zaidis, Nesham Shav and Aliyah, and also by the Shulman family for the yard site of Robin Shulman, Simmer Rosa Chaya Bas Aaron Ruvain, whose yard site is today, Nesham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, like I said, on Chaf Amud Beis, and the Gemara is first going to talk about how long can a zuchus be tola for. We said that if a sota has certain zuchios, then it's tola, then she won't get punished immediately. So how long does that last for until the punishment inevitably will come? So the Gemara is going to have different possibilities of who the Tana of our Mishnah could have been that identified as zuchus that could be tola up to 3 years. Then the Gemara is going to talk about which zuchuyos save the sota, meaning is it zuchus Torah, is it zuchus mitzvah, and in that context we're going to talk about the relative value of the zuchus of Torah versus the zuchus of mitzvah. Zuchus of Torah apparently is generally a greater zechus than the zechus of mitzvah, but how exactly do we define that? What makes it greater? In what way is it a more impactful zechus than the zechus of mitzvahs? And then the Gemara is going to discuss supporters of Torah, and that there are certain times where a person who supports Torah is considered to be as great as the Lomei Torah himself, and other times where we say Bozi Vuzalo, that the person who supports Torah, it's Bizyonos. So when do we say that a supporter of Torah is Bizyonos, that it's not a good thing, and when do we say that as a supporter of Torah is a really great thing? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about some of the midos that are necessary for accomplishing in learning, for accomplishing in Torah. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to define both the term Chassid Shota, and it's going to define the term Rasha Arum. And particularly on the term Rasha Arum, we're going to have seven different definitions of that term. Not necessarily definitions, but seven different examples of what it means, what it looks like when a person is a Rasha Arum. So let's begin about 12 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf Amud Bey. So we said, Im Yesh L'Zuchus, it would be Tolala. It's a Tolala. So we said, there's a Zuchus that's Tola Shana Achas, there's a Zuchus that's Tola Shtei Shanim, and there's a Zuchus that's Tola Shalosh Shanim. So says Mar, Mani Masnisin, which of the following Tanoim is reflected, is represented in our Mishnah, when our Mishnah says that there can be such a thing as a Zuchus that will last up until 3 years? Lo Abi Yossi Ben Chanan, Velo Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yitzchak Ishkfar Darom, Velo Rabbi Ishmael. We know of three opinions in Tanayim about how long the zechus can be tola, and our Mishnah conforms to none of them. Ditanya, where do these three opinions in Tanayim present themselves? In the following braisa. Im yesh lo zechus, tola la shlosha chadashim kedei akoras uber divrei Abi Yossi ben Chanan. That Abi Yossi ben Chanan says zechus is tola only 3 months. 3 months, which corresponds to the amount of time a woman is pregnant before she's recognizably pregnant. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yitzchak Ishkfar Darom Omer, Tisha Chadashim. No, 9 months. Shenemar, v'nixa v'nizra zera. That we see that the zechus is tola that when she's vindicated and the mayim is not bodek, it's the shear of time of v'nizra zera that it would take for her to have a child. Lalanu omer, zeri avdeni yisupar. That a zera means a child that's already born. Yisupar means that you go around telling people. You don't tell anybody. You don't go around telling everybody until the baby is born. So we see that it's 9 months. Zera haro'i l'sap, that it's a zera that's ra'ui to live and to ultimately be misaper himself, that he will be misaper the shevach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Yisupar is not just about that you're going to tell people about the birth of the baby, but that the baby himself is a bar kayama, that he's born after 9 months, a full term pregnancy, where we're confident that he's going to be able to be misaper, that he's going to be able to be misaper the shevach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, not 3 months, not 9 months, Shneimasar Chodesh, 12 months. And even though he doesn't have a raya that it will be tola for 12 months, he has a zechel, he has a remes to it. Because the pasuk says at the time that Daniel is interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, that he's going to be that Nebuchadnezzar is going to be sent away from humanity, and he's going to live among the chayos and the behemos. So Daniel gives him an etza how to avoid such a gezeira. And Daniel says, Alehein Malka Malki Yishpar Alech, V'chata'ach B'tzdaka Fruk, V'av Yasach B'mchan Anoyin, Hein Tava Archa L'shalvaseich. That you should listen to my advice, King. You should do if you want to do the right thing, and you want to do, and you listen, and you want to protect yourself, you should listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The way to redeem your averos is through tzedakah, and that will relieve the burden of your averos for some time. And if you'll do that, you'll see that you'll live in tranquility, and the piranus will not affect you for some time. And Nebuchadnezzar followed that advice of giving tzedakah to aniyim, and every day he would gather together the aniyei Yisrael that he himself had exiled, and that were desperately poor and needed food, and he would be mefarnes them. Uksiv kolamat al Nebuchadnezzar malka, that the entire interpretation of the dream got to Nebuchadnezzar. Uksiv luksas yachin treyasar, only after 12 months. That nothing happened until after 12 months, because you see that the zuchus of that mitzvah was tola, was able to delay his sentencing for the application of those yisurin for 12 months. The psukim go on to say what happened in the end when he suffered the pranos. That at the end of 12 months, Nebuchadnezzar was mefarnes the aniyei Yisrael, and he went to the Heichal Amalchus of Bavel, and he heard aniyim standing by the doorway, and they were crying out, and he had forgotten the dream. The Medrash says, and he said, "What is this kol ha'amon that I hear in my ears? What's going on over here?" So Zavadim told him, "These are the aniyim that you had determined that you're going to be mefarnes." So he said this is a great place of Bavel that I built into a base malchus with all of my kavod and with all of my strength. And if I would spend all my money being mefarnes aniyim, how would I have built such amazing palaces? Where would all of my kavod be? That's it. I'm not being mefarnes them anymore. And just as he said it, a kol came out min hashemayim and said, "At Nebuchadnezzar, you're the Nebuchadnezzar that everything you have is going to be lost." And at that time, the gezeirah started happening, and he started going out of his mind, and he became like a wild animal, and he was he left a civilization, and he was eating like grass, like an animal, like the oxen, and his body was saturated with dew from Shemayim and from all the dirt and the zeya. He started growing hair all over the place like an animal, and his fingernails grew long, and he lived like an animal, and that lasted for 7 years. That everyone realizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu ultimately runs the world. Now Daniel gave this eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar to be able to save himself, but it wasn't really, you don't give eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar. His kavana was to save these aniyim. That Nebuchadnezzar, these aniyim, he saw terrible poverty, and these people had nothing to eat. So he figured he has a way to get them food, and that's why he gave the eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara Mesechta Babas Davdalit says that since he gave that eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel was punished. He was thrown into the lion's den, because the halacha is that you're not supposed to give an eitzah to a rasha to be able to avoid punishment for his averus. You're not supposed to try to allow Russia to amass zuchuyah, a Russia guy to amass zuchuyos. The Rambam writes in Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh that Osir lahasi eitzah tova legoy o le'eved Russia va'afilu lahasi eitzah shiyasa dvar mitzvah v'u omid berisho. Usher, if he remains a Russia and he's just trying to use the mitzvah as a way out of the consequence, you always want to encourage everybody to do tshuva, but if that's not what he's doing, he's just doing a mitzvah to get out of the consequences of his avera, and he's going to remain a Russia, it's usher to give such eisa. And the Ram writes, "V'lo nisnasa Daniel el al heisi eitzah Nebuchadnezzar litein tzedakah," that Daniel suffered what he did because of the eitza that he gave to Nebuchadnezzar. But bottom line is, what you see is that the eitza worked for 12 months. But that was it, and no shita in this brisa says 3 years. Even the most maximal shita is only 12 months. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah that says 3 years? So says Gemara Liolam Rabbi Yishmael. The Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said 12 months. Vashkach kra da Amar Vitani. The Tana found the pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes will give an extension on that 1 year reprieve. He'll give an extension, and he'll give an extension twice. So Chassid, because the pasuk says, "Koamar Hashem al shlosha pishay Edom." So it turns out that the 12 months that the zchus is tola, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is marich the zman for that 3 times, it will turn out to be 3 years. Umay afu pishayin raya ledavar zeich ledavar. Why is it that the Brisa said that there's no raya ledavar? That this is only zeich ledavar. It's pretty explicit that Daniel's Eitza actually protected Nebuchadnezzar for 12 months. Why is that only a zecher? So says Mar Dilma Shaini of the Chavim v'lo mafkedina alayhu. It could be that of the Chavim are different, and you can't bring a raya from the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu treats them to the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu treats us, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not eager to quickly punish Rasha'im in Olam Hazeh. He'd rather them build up a long record so that he could punish them all at once in Olam Haba. So therefore, just because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is willing to delay Nebuchadnezzar's punishment for 12 months does not mean that he's going to delay our punishment, the punishment of a Jewish person for 12 months. So even though the Navi Amos that we quoted before of Komar Hashem al Shlosha Pishi Edom, the Navi says Komar Hashem al Shlosha Pishi Yehuda Val Bar Lo Ashivenu Al Masam Tzaras Hashem Chukav Lo Shamar Vitim etc. So you see that it applies to Yehuda as well. It applies to Klal Yisrael as well. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mishalish Vizman, and the Achronim asked that Kasha. So the Achronim point out, yeah, but what's the Zman you start out with? Meaning by Nebuchadnezzar, we know the starting point was 12 months. Then the Pasuk in Amos said, and sometimes you'll get you'll get an extension and then another extension for that same amount of time. But you don't have that. You don't know what the starting point is with Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's only a remez l'davar, and it's not an absolute raya. V'yesh l'chus tola shalosh shanim. Sometimes you have a z'chus that's tola for shalosh shanim. So says Mar z'chus t'mai. What z'chus would the woman have that would actually be tola shalosh shanim? Ilem z'chus to Torah. If you're going to tell me it's the z'chus of learning Torah, ha'ena mitzvah v'yosehi. The z'chus of a woman learning Torah can't be all that great, because she's not mitzvah in Talmud Torah. And we know, the Gemara tells us that Godol mitzvah v'yose yosem misha'ena mitzvah v'yose, and the Gemara is clear in Masechus Kiddushin Daf Chavtes that women are not chayiv in Talmud Torah v'lmad demosem es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, if you don't have a chayiv to teach them, they're not chayiv to teach themselves, and therefore they're not chayiv to learn either. So they have no chayiv of Talmud Torah, so it can't be that that's this enormous zuchus that's going to save them at a time of where otherwise they'd be nivdak by the Meisota. Ella zuchus to mitzvah. Must be the zuchus of kiyum mitzvos and not the zuchus of Torah. So says Gemara, but is the zuchus of mitzvos great enough to accomplish something like that? Zuchus to mitzvah, mi migno kulei hai? Does it have the ability to protect a person to such an extent? Va'atanya, the Brisa defines for us what a zuchus of mitzvos accomplishes vis-a-vis a zuchus of Torah. And the Brisa says, as zo darsh Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. The pasuk in Mishlei says that the mitzvah is compared to a ner and Torah is compared to or. Tala kos v'sa mitzvah b'ner v'sa Torah ba'or. As a mitzvah b'ner lomar l'cha, the comparison between a mitzvah and ner is to tell you that ma ner eina megina elefi sha'ah. Just like a ner will only protect you temporarily, af mitzvah eina megina elefi sha'ah. So to a mitzvah will only protect you temporarily. V'sa Torah ba'or, and the Torah is compared to or lomar l'cha, ma'or megin li'olam af Torah megina li'olam. That just like or protects forever, so to the Torah will protect forever. In what way are we assuming that a mitzvah, that a ner, meaning in order to understand the mashal, the nimshal, you need to understand the mashal, right? So we're trying to understand in what way Torah is better than mitzvah, but you have to understand what does it mean, or versus ner? Well, what does it mean? That a ner is only temporary and an or is permanent? So the Aruch Yesharim, he says two things. He says, first of all, a ner only helps you during the nighttime, doesn't help you during the daytime. Or means the presence of light. So that helps you at any time, right? It enables you to see. And during the daytime, the sun provides light. During the nighttime, you'll have other sources of light. But there's always light there. So it applies 24 hours. And the second thing is that a ner is limited by the fuel that it has, right? A ner only has so much oil in it, so much wax in it, whatever is fueling that ner, and that will run out. So mitzvos will only protect you for some short amount of time, for zman mu'at. As opposed to the Zchus of Torah, which is Meir Liolam, it's like the Arachama, which is Meir Liolam. The sun doesn't run out of fuel. The Omer, and we also find another pasuk that the Torah is making both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. B'shalecha tanche osach, and it says b'shachbecha tishmar alecha v'kitzos yisisichecha is the end of the pasuk. So we darshan b'shalecha tanche osach ze Olam Hazeh. That's a reference to Olam Hazeh. That the Torah will guide you in your life in Olam Hazeh. B'shachcha tishmor alecha zo misa, and even when a person is already dead, the Torah will guard over him. V'akitzosa yisisichecha la'asad lavo, and even at the time of tchias ha'mesim la'asad lavo, the Torah will be melamid zuchus, or even at the time where he's la'asad lavo may refer to an Olam Haba, when he's facing din v'cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is going to be there to help him out. We already learned back on Daf Gimel that your mitzvahs also run in front of you in Olam Haba, so this must be something special about the Torah, that the Torah is going to be melamid zuchus. It's going to serve as a special attorney to help you out. So mashal adam shay mahalich biishul naila. So it gives a mashal of a person who's walking in the darkness. Va'feilen, it's in a fog. Umisyari mina kotsim umina pchasim, and he's umina barkanim, and he's worried about tripping over things and running into things, bumping into things, and landing in some sort of ditch in the ground. Umchayra mina listen, but he also has to worry about being attacked by a chayra or by listen. So he's got three problems. Problem number one is he can't see where he's going, so he might trip, he might fall, he might hurt himself. Problem number two is the others might attack him, whether it be Chayra or Listen. And problem number three is he has no idea where he's going. So Nizdam Nilo Avuka Shal Or, so then he gets a fire, he gets a torch. Nitzel Menakotzim Rechazim Rebarkanim. So problem number one is solved. Now he can see where he's going, he's not going to fall in the ditch, he's not going to walk into a thorn bush or something like that. V'adayim Misari Mechayra Menal Listen, but he still has to worry about problem number two. He might still get attacked. Ve'in Yodei Be'ez Derech Malich. And he has problem number three. He doesn't know where he's going. So the zchus of mitzvah is like that torch, that it will save you from some of the piranhas, but not all of the piranhas. Kivan Shalom Amud HaShachar needs on the Chayra and a listen. Then Amud HaShachar comes, and now the Chayus Ra'us go away, and the listen don't attack during the daytime. So he's saved from the Averos and from the Yisurin when he's Zochet to Torah, which is like Or. V'adayin in Yodei Beis Derech Mahalich. But even with that, even with Torah, he doesn't know exactly where he's going. He gail Prashas Drachim needs on the Kulam. Once he gets to the Prashas Drachim, then he's saved from everything. Then he's going to even know where he's going. When you get to the cross, you'll see that sign on the crossroads with the arrows, this place that way, that place that way, or just that the crossroads will provide him with some sort of landmark that he'll recognize, so he'll know where he is, and he'll then find his way. And that, the Gemara is going to say later on, is a mashal to the Yom HaMisa, that even if a person is learning Torah, he still can't be sure that he's going to overcome his Yetzer Hara for the rest of his life. So he still has to worry about that, and that's the worry that we're talking about, of not knowing where he's going. But then he gets to the Yom HaMisa. So that's it. It's all decided on the Yom HaMisa, and he's going in one direction or the other direction. So that's the mashal. The Marsha explains the mashal that a person has three major mafriim, three major things that get in the way of his accomplishment of Shleimus HaNefesh. Number one, that there are physical things. There are the kotzim that are meramis to parnasa and not having enough food, rachman al-islan, those kinds of things. And then there's the Chasim, which is dever, plagues and things like that that kill masses of people. And then there's barkanim, which is cherev and oyev, where a person get killed, rachman al tzlan, by enemies. So the avuka is matzal person at night, so if he's zochet to be mekayem a mitzvah, he'll be saved from some of these pranios that you find in Olam Hazeh, which is nimshal lelaila, because the mitzvah that will achieve a certain amount of Shleimus HaGuf and will protect a person from the physical threats. But Adayin Misyari Mechai Ra Mina Listen Ve'en Yodei Beis Derech Malich, he still has the other two problems. That's a mashal to the other two issues that people have that prevent them from Shleimus HaNefesh. The Yetzer Hara, which is like a Chayar Ra, and a Chaver Ra, which is like Listen. listim, that mitzvah will not be able to protect you from that. But kivin shalom rashachar, then you're saved from those things, from a bad chevra and from a yetzer hara. And since the zechus of Torah provides that shleimus hanefesh even against the yetzer hara, that's what we say in pagav b'chamenuvel zeh mashchel lebeis hamedrash, and it will also protect him from the dark air rishayim hachseka b'musar al taref baruch rishayim al tavo. So that's how the marsha explains this mashal and imshal in the Gemara. Davar acher, another explanation as to why mitzvah is compared to a ner and Torah is compared to or, is not about how it protects, but aveira mechabe mitzvah. When one does an aveira, it can outweigh, it can extinguish the schar of a mitzvah. So just like a ner is mechabe mayim, just like mayim is mechabe a ner, ve'in aveira mechabe Torah. But an aveira cannot be mechabe, it cannot extinguish the schar of Torah. Shnemer mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chabos es ha'ava. That the averos that are compared to mayim rabim are not able to be mechabe the koach haTorah. So you see that the zechus of a mitzvah, bottom line is, why do we quote all this? The zechus of a mitzvah is not nearly as great as the zechus of Torah, and therefore it should not serve to protect the sota for 1, 2, 3 years. It shouldn't be able to accomplish that. So Rav Yosef says, you're right, the zechus of a mitzvah that protects her I still maintain it's zechus of a mitzvah. When we said that a mitzvah is not megina, while you're engaged in a mitzvah, it protects a person from Yisurin and from the Yetzer Hara, that you shouldn't be nichshal in another avera. Once you completed the mitzvah, you're no longer actively engaged in the mitzvah, agune magna, it will still protect you from Yisurim, but it's the matzah, will not save you from the Yetzer Hara. Torah, bein be'in adaskva, bein be'in adalaskva, migno matzla. Torah, both while you're learning it and when you're no longer learning it, will protect you from Yisurim and will save you from the Yitzhara that you won't do more Averos. So Maskefla Rabba Elameatas, Rabba says, well, wait a second, that's true, that Torah protects you from the Yitzhara. What about Dogi Nachitofel? They were great, great Talmidei Chachamim, and the Torah didn't protect them from their Yetzer Hara, from doing Averos. They were also great Rishayim. They're in them Chelek, the Olam Abba. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says the Chilek between Torah and Mitzvot is the following. Torah be'in adasik ba magna ummatzla. While you're engaged in Torah, but only while you're engaged in Torah, will Torah protect you from the Yetzer Hara, from doing further Averos, as well as from Yisurim. When you're no longer osik in Torah, it will still protect you from Yisurim, but it will not protect you from violating further averos. Mitzvah, but when it comes to a mitzvah, bein bitna da asikpa, bein bitna da lo asikpa, agune magna atzuli lo matzla. When it comes to a mitzvah, whether it's the time that you are doing the mitzvah or the time that you're not doing the mitzvah, it will only protect from Yisurim, but will not protect you from the Yetzer Hara. So Torah has the advantage of the zechus of Torah over the zechus of mitzvah is simply that while you're doing it, it will also protect you from the Yetzer Hara, not only from Yisurim. The Marsha raised a question, if Torah protects you from Yisurin even while you're not doing it, then how did Dog and Achitofel die, right? Why were they killed? After all, they had learned a lot of Torah. So the Marsha says Yisurin and Misa are two different things. Misa l'Rashayim is Tov lehem v'tov li'olam. Rasha sometimes, Kodesh Baruch Hu does him a favor by taking him out of this world before his record of Averos gets even longer. So that's not the same as Yisurin. We saw the difference between Yisurin and Misa, when we spoke about Daf Yud Aleph with Bilam, and that was difference between Bilam and Eov, based on the Eitzah that they gave Paro, that in a certain sense, you'd rather suffer Yisurin than have Misa. That's what we saw over there. But for a Rasha, it's probably better to die. So it's like a mercy killing that Kodesh Baruch Hu does. So Ravina Amar Liolam Zchus Torah. Ravina says, no. Let's abandon this entire line of thinking. This entire line of thinking was that the Zchus that saves the Sota cannot be Torah, because the Sota is a woman who's not chayiv in Talmud Torah, and therefore must be a mitzvah. And we got into this whole discussion about what exactly the Zchus of mitzvah accomplishes, and
how it falls a little bit short of what the Zchus of Torah accomplishes. Ravina says that what protects the Sota is the Zchus of Torah. Udkarm retainim mitzuviyosa. I what about the Kasha that retainim mitzuviyosa? Need the pkud elam mifkada. Granted, she's not mitzuva, but bigger the makari and masim benayu in the schar that she encourages her husband and her children to learn Torah. V'natul the gavrayu adasim be'midrasha. As she waits for her husband till he returns back from the base medrash late at night, milo palgan ba'adayu. Doesn't she get the equal schar limud to what her children and her husband are getting? So that's a zechus of limud Torah, not of her own learning, but of a mitzvah v'yosa of her husband and her son's learning, that she's going to get that enormous zechus. Now it's interesting. Ba'agra de mekarin and masayin benayu. Sounds like the mothers are the ones that are in charge of bringing the children to school. So the marsha says, yeah, because she's the one that runs the household. So part of running the household is the carpool. So the mothers are the one that bring the child to cheder. Ben Yoyada says it must be talking about where the husband works out of town, because normally it should be the husband's job to take the child to school. So I guess you have this discussion when who should drive carpool today. So that's machlokas between the marsha and the Ben Yoyada. So what the default is. So my precious drachim. What does it mean that a person gets to a precious drachim then he knows where he's going? So three interpretations. One interpretation is that it's Talmud Chacham and Yom HaMisa, that he's also in Torah Mitzvah, so when he gets to Yom HaMisa, he knows that he spent his entire life in Torah, he was never Porik Ol, and therefore he knows that he's in good hands. Menachem Yitzchak Amar, second possibility is that Talmud Chacham Yiras Chet. It's a person who's also in Torah and Mitzvos, and he's Zochet to have Yiras Chet as well. And through that, he'll be saved from everything, from all types of Yisurin, through the Torah that he learns, he knows what's right to do and what's not right to do, what he has to refrain from, and through the Yiras Chet he'll actually refrain from following his Yetzer Hara. So he knows that he'll never do anything wrong if he's both educated and has Yiras Chet. One without the other doesn't help, right? Doesn't help fully. To have a lot of education, but no Yiras Chet, so he'll know what he's not allowed to do, but then he'll do it anyway because he doesn't have Yiras Chet. If he has Yiras Chet, but he has no knowledge, he'll never want to sin, but he'll have no idea what a sin is. So he needs to have Avos Torah, he needs to be a Talmud Chacham, and also have Yiras Chet. Ben Yoyada says Yiras Chet over here is Yiras Haromimus, that he, if he's Mismale B'limud HaTorah, he's going to realize the Gadlus HaBorei, and he's gonna have a sense of Yiras Haromimus where he's not going to want to do Averos. Third possibility, Mar Zutra, Amar Zet Talmud Chacham, Desalklei Shmaitz Alib Dehilchsa. The precious Rachim is a remiss to a Talmud Chacham who has Siyata Deshmaya, that he knows how to come to halachic conclusions that are acceptable. And the mashal is that even though he's zochet to Torah and he was saved from the Yetzer Hara and from Chet, but he still don't know eizet derech u'mahalech, if he's going to be zochet to that special siyata d'shmaya, that people are going to follow his piskei halacha, that it's going to resonate with people, that that's the correct psak la'alacha. That's how we determine who the poskim are, essentially, right? That people ask shailas to different rabbanim, and some rabbanim keep getting a lot more shailas and others don't. So that's what Moshe Feinstein in the famous New York Times interview said, that they asked him, how did you become the greatest posek, halachic decider for the Jewish people? He said, oh, someone asked me a question, I gave them an answer, I guess they liked the answer, some more people asked me questions, I gave them answers also. And that's how it happens. There's no election, it's when Klal Yisrael gets the sense that these answers make sense, that these answers are what the Torah wants from me, or Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from me. Okay, so we said, Davar Achar, Aver Mechab Mitzvah, Veinam Aver Mechab Torah. Going back to what we said earlier, Rabbi Nachum Riosi said that an Avera it can extinguish a mitzvah, but it cannot extinguish the Torah. Mayim Rabbim L'yuchu L'chabos HaSa'ava. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Darshi Rabbi Nachum Riosi L'haikra Kisinai. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yosef darshan this pasuk as if it was given from our Sinai. V'ilmoli d'shua dog v'achitov alachi lo radfu basu David. And if dog v'achitov would have darshan this pasuk properly, they would not have tried to go after David. D'chsiv, because the pasuk says that they said about David HaMelech, Lemer Elukim Azavo, and the pasuk continues, Ritvu V'tifsu Ki Ein Matzil, that since he was Bovel and Eshes Ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned him, and therefore we can go after him, and nothing's going to happen to us, because the Avera that he did extinguished whatever Zuchuyos he had previously. Maidrush, where did they learn such a thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned someone who was Nichshol and Eshes Ish, V'lo Yir B'cha Ervas Davar, and the pasuk continues, V'shav Me'acharecha, that if HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hu sees that a person does an avera of arayos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to abandon such a person. But Vehein Einan Yodin Sha'avera Mechaba Mitzvah, but Ein Avera Mechaba Torah. They didn't realize, yes, an avera could be Mechaba Mitzvah, but an avera is not going to be Mechaba Torah. The Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi darshens the beginning of the pasuk. Mayim Rabin Lo Yuchlu Lechabel Sasavu Naros Lo Yishtofua Mitei Nishas Kol Hon Beisel Be'ava Boz Yavuzulo. So now the Gemara darshens the end of the pasuk. Once we're on that pasuk, the pasuk ends with Boz Yavuzulo. So the Gemara says, "My Boz Yavuzulo." Why is it that if a person wants to give Kol Hon Beso, right? That's what the pasuk is describing. He's willing to give Kol Hon Beso to support Torah. Why is it Boz Yavuzulo? Why is that a bad thing? We should honor the guy at the yeshiva dinner. So Amrula Lo Kishimon Achi Azariah. No, we're not talking about supporters of Torah, like the famous supporters of Torah that you know, like Shimon Achi Azariah. What does it mean, Shimon Achi Azariah? The pasuk we're not saying anything negative about Shimon Achi Azariah. That was a relationship where Shimon was osik in Torah and Azariah, his brother, was the one that was supporting him. So since he was supported by his brother, even the Talmud Chacham was only known as the brother of the Tomich Torah, right? The brother of the one who provided the support. So that he gets all the cover in the world. We never say Bozi Vuzlo. Velok Rabbi Yochanan de Benesia, nor like the Beis Hanasi who supported Rabbi Yochanan in order to enable Rabbi Yochanan to learn Torah. Ella ki Hillel v'Shevna. No, this is like Hillel and Shevna. Dechiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Hillel v'Shevna Achiyavu. They were brothers. Hillel asuk b'Torah. Hillel learned Torah in great poverty. We know about Hillel's learning in poverty. That's Yuma Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara tells us about it. It was in Staker B'Trepik B'Chol Yom, and he paid half of the money that he made for Parnas B'nei Beisel and half of the money to get into the Beis Medrash. And one day he didn't have the money, and he ended up on the window, and then it started snowing. That whole story. That poverty that Hillel suffered through was while he was becoming Talmud Chacham, he was learning Torah all day, he suffered terrible poverty. Shevna Ovid Iska, and Shevna was busy making a lot of money. L'sof Amarle, Tana Rav Lichlog. Afterwards, he sees Hillel became this great son, this big Talmud Chacham. Everyone loves Hillel. So he says, you know what? I'd like half of your Schar Torah, so I'll give you money now to pay for your Yatzah Baskel Amar, Mi'itin Ishas Kol Hon Beso, Bi'ava Bozi Vuzalo. You can give all the money in the world. It's too late. You have to support the Talmud Chacham when he's still young, right? You know, I just finished the biography of Chaim Kanievsky. He became Chaim Kanievsky. When he was young, there weren't people throwing money at him or doing whatever he wanted. When he was older, okay, so a guy, a gevir from America, builds a bridge so he doesn't have to go up and down the steps anymore, and he had things that he needed because he was world famous, which is wonderful, and that's what they should do when he's a... But to get to that point, there was a lot of anias, there was a lot of poverty, and learning Torah with great Mesiris Nefesh. That's there are very few that appreciate the Talmud Chacham before he's world famous. They say that when Rav Ruderman visited Eretz Yisrael when Rav Chaim was still a young man, they asked Rav Ruderman how your trip was, and he said it was great. I bought a mantle for a Sefer Torah. So they said, "What do you mean you bought a mantle for a Sefer Torah?" He said that the stipler told me that his son Chaim, his frock is all frayed. He hasn't gotten a new beged in years. So I bought his son Reb Chaim a new frock, and I'm telling you, the man is a walking Sefer Torah. I bought a mantle for a Sefer Torah. So that was some people can appreciate already. So Boz Yavuzulo is that the person comes in too late. Tos Shantz raises the question: How did Shevna get the name Shevna in the first place? You're not allowed to call someone by the name of a Rasha. Shem Rasha Mirkov, the Pasuk Mishlei says Shevna was a Rasha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that when Sancheriv besieged Yerushalayim, Shevna v'siyata v'shlimo, Chizki v'siyata lo v'shlimo. Shevna was the one who reached out to Shalom, and he was a Rasha. So he says a couple of answers. He says it could be that there are other people named Shevna. Tosfos Masechet Shabbos says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that no, there are two names. There's Shevna and Shechna. Maybe the gears over here is Shechna with a chaf and not Shevna with a beis. Okay. Omer ben Azai, Chayev Adam. So the Mishnah had said that the Mishnah had said that Ben Azeh Chayav Adam Lamed, that a person has to teach his daughter Torah, and it's a good idea to do so, because if she's ever in a situation where she's a Sota, the Zuchus of the Torah is going to save her. Tosov here quotes Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says Dafka, not like Ben Azeh, that Ben Azeh is against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah by Mitzvahs Hakel tells us that it's very clear, Noshim Ba'us L'Shmoa, and not Lilmod. And the Yerushalmi tells this other story that one time a woman asked Rabbi Elazar, why by the Chetah Egel, where everyone did the same Avera, were the three different Onshim, Sayef and Magefa and Misa Sadrokan, and he said, Ein Chachma Li'isha El Bepelech. And so his son Horkin has said, because you wouldn't answer the woman and you're saying, Ein Chachma Li'isha El Bepelech, so we're losing a ton of support. This woman was a wealthy woman and she used to give a lot of money, now she gives nothing. And he didn't regret it at all. He said, Yisrafu Divrei Torah V'Liyimsu Divrei Torah L'Nashim. Right, very clearly not like the Shita of Ben Azeh. That's the Tos quote. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Kol Melamed Bit Torah Melam De Tiflus. Anyone who teaches his daughter Torah, Rabbi Eliezer says, is teaching her Tiflus. So Tiflus Al Kadaitach, he's really teaching her to do Averos, Eleimu Ki'ilu Lim De Tiflus. Not that he's actually teaching that, but by giving her that sense of Chachma and cunningness, it's going to teach her how to get away with doing Averos, so it's Ki'ilu, you taught her Tiflus. Am Rabbi Yevo, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn his din from? D'chsiv, ani Chachma Shechanti Orma. So the Chachma is Torah, kim she'nichnusa Chachma ba'adam, nichnusa imo armumis, that there's a certain cunningness that a person gains by learning Torah. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, which means Ben Azeh over here, so Zion to point out the Rabbanan is Ben Azeh, which by the way, oftentimes is an indication that you Paskin like that shita, because normally they refer to the shita that we paskin like as the Rabbanan, as if that's like the majority opinion. But obviously, we very clearly, the Rabbanan very clearly, and Shulchan Aruch very clearly does not paskin like Ben Azeh. But Rabbanan, hi ani chachma my avdilei. What do I do with the paskin ani chachma? Min bayil Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, dam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, in divrei Torah miskaimin el bimishimamid atzmo arum alehen. That a person who is willing to suffer through poverty for Torah, that's when Torah is going to last with such a person. Shemar ani chachma shchanti. Orma is a reference to like nakedness, that he has nothing to his name. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Torah Miskaimin El Misha Meisim Atzmo Kimi She'eino, that Torah will stay with someone who's an anav, who makes himself like he's a nothing. Shenamar Vachachma Me'ayin Timtza, that Torah, which is Chachma, is found in someone who makes himself like Ayin, as if he's nothingness. Rabbi Shoma Rotsa Isha, that a woman would want a Kavetiflus rather than Tisha Kavanu Precious. So Maika Amar, what does it mean? Hachika Amar Rotsa that a woman would rather her husband bring home a smaller paycheck, but he's home at least every week, rather than have a larger paycheck, but he's never home. And then he said that a chassid shota, Rasha Aram and Isha Prusha, Makos Prusha, and their Mevalei Olam, the Mishnah said. So, Echidami chassid shota, what is a chassid shota? So, Kigon, the Kava Itza Benahara, Varmalava Rachel, the Stakuli Bavatsula, that a woman is drowning, and he says, I can't be Mistakul and Nisha, so I can't save the woman. It's pikoch nefesh. You have to go save the woman. So the question is, yeah, what if it's Bezrayo of Gila Reyes? What if he's going to be nichshal in his taklus and hirurim and things like that? So that's the poskim discuss. What exactly, you know, the parameters are. Well, poskim also discuss, what if it's not quite pikoch nefesh? You're just walking and a woman fell down on the road. Someone will pick her up eventually, right? So she's not going to die, right? So do you help out? So someone told me that they host a bunch of, a friend of mine told me he hosts a bunch of yeshiva bachurim when he goes to Eretz Yisrael on Sukkot, and that's the question he asks around the table. You're on a date and the girl falls down. What do you do? Right? And he says, like, you see what happens, what's taught in different yeshivas. So, Hechidami Rasha Arum. What exactly is a Rasha Arum? So, seven examples of a Rasha Arum. Amr of Yochanan Zah, Matim Dvar of the Dayan, Kodam Sheyavo Baldin, Chavero. It's a person who has it in Torah with somebody else, and he goes and he talks to the Dayan before the other Baldin had an opportunity to talk to the Dayan, so he sways the whole case. Second possibility, you see that an ani has 199 zuz. The halach is he's allowed to collect manos aniyim as long as he doesn't have 200 zuz to his name. So you give him one zuz, so now he has 200 zuz, and now he's not allowed to take any of the manos aniyim. When he has 200 zuz, he can't take any of the manos aniyim. So this guy has relatives who are aniyim. They want to take the peyalek at shikha, everything else. So he gives the competition, he gives the ani just enough to get the 200 zuz, so all of his relatives will be able to chop everything up. Hayilo Masayim Chasudina, if a person had 199 to his name, Afilu Elev Nosno Kachas Arezi Yitol. Even if they give him Elev zuz at one time, you write him a check for Elev zuz, he can take the whole check. It's not that he's only allowed to take one zuz. Once he's while he's an ani, he could take in one lump sum, a lot more than that. A third possibility, Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zamasi Eitzalim Korbin Chasim Uatim. Someone who tells Yorshim that, you know, the halacha is when they're in Chasim Uatim, the father didn't leave too much, so that whatever he left is supposed to go support the daughters, and the Yorshim aren't going to get anything. So he says, but before you go to Beis Din, if you sell it, if the boys sell it, they'll be allowed to keep the money. So he gives them Eitzah to go sell it before their Omid Bedin, and the daughters are going to get everything. Whatever they sold, the sale is binding. Fourth possibility, Abaye Omer Zah Masi Eitzah Limkor Bin Chasim Kram Shimon Gamliel Titanya Nichsi Lach V'Acharecha Leploni V'Yared Arishon Amachar V'Achal Hasheni Motzi Miyad Alakuchos Tivir Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Ein L'Sheni Yonash Hashir Rishon. That if a guy gives a matana to someone else and he says, this matana is for you, and when you're finished with it, it's going to go to Ploni. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita is that if the first guy sells it, then the second guy is going to get nothing. So a Rasha Arum is someone who advises the first guy to sell it, robbing the second guy of ever getting the opportunity to have it, which was the das and the ratzon of the person who gave it to him in the first place. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll go through the last three definitions of Rasha Arum tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.